On this episode of the Off Course Agility Podcast, I'm going to wrap up the year 2021 for this podcast. So on this podcast, it's going to be a little different than some of my previous podcasts. It's just pretty much going to be commentary from me, and I'm going to break it up into different sections of topics that I want to talk about. But the first thing I want to do is I want to apologize to my listeners. I have not had a podcast since the end of October. I did not have a guest in November, and I did not have a guest for December. And part of that is I think I got a little burnt out doing the podcast every day at Champs. And then I kind of got my sister as an emergency guest at the end of October. And I was lining up someone for November, December. And then I pretty much dropped the ball. My work got a little busy. And, you know, then we got into the holidays of Thanksgiving. And then now, obviously, the holidays in December. This podcast will be released, hopefully, before New Year's Eve. We've already had Christmas. I hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas. So I do want to apologize. The real apology is that I had said I would, and then I didn't have anyone. So that might be something when I get to the final, it might be one of the, toward the end of my topics here about the podcast going forward. I'll come back to that. But I do apologize that I didn't have any guests in November or December. And then the next topic, I'm going to take a quick break, and then I'm just going to review the year in the sense of the podcast for this year. So I'm going to review the year 2021 in regards to the Off Course Agility podcast. And the system that I use to produce the podcast, every year it gives me, it's kind of like a promotional thing, but it gives you a very positive view. They call it the year wrapped, which is kind of what I'm calling this podcast. 2021 wrapped up, and it gives you a bunch of facts and figures, and I don't really know where or how they get all this data that they're telling me about, but I'll just share some of the positive data that they told me, because it makes me happy, and it's encouraging, and makes me want to continue. So it tells me that this year, the number of followers that I have is going up by 127%. So if that's true, that's really good. The number of hours listened to to the podcast went up by 84%. And I don't even know what they're telling me on this one. They're saying something about the number of streams went up by 77%. I don't know if that's, I don't know, not sure what that means. And then some really weird facts here. It told me that 11 fans, and I really don't know how they know this stuff. They say 11 fans listen to me, my podcast, more than any other podcast. So for you 11 fans that only listen to my podcast, I thank you for at least listening to the Off Course Agility podcast. And then this one is a little actually disturbing to me, and I don't know how positive it says. 4 fans listen to most of my episodes. I don't know if that means there's 4 people out there that have listened to every episode I did this year or what, because I have a lot more people listening to the podcast than 4 people, but I know how people you know, and I know how I am with podcasts. I'll sometimes listen to one and then I don't listen to all of them and whatever, It is. Whatever it is. The other thing that they told me is that 51% of my listening happens between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. So most of my listeners listen to me during the daytime. And this, I mean, I could have gotten this myself, but they told me I've released 22 episodes, which is correct. I've had 22 episodes this year, and this will be my 23rd episode, the one that I'm recording right now. And up until this episode, I had 915 minutes of podcasts for the year, which I think is pretty good. The other thing I just wanted to do while I'm kind of on the topic of positivity and saying as always, I thank all my listeners. And recently I had looked at, and I don't look very often, I have an Apple phone, so I looked on my podcast under the Apple system, and it showed me that this podcast has a 5-star review. Only 7 people have given me those stars, but thank you, whoever the 7 were. And this could have been way back at the beginning. 7 people have given me 5 stars, so I have a 5-star review podcast on the Apple system of podcasts. And there were 2 written reviews on there that were a year old. So they also probably were done back in 2020. But like I said, I really hadn't noticed this before. So I'm putting it on this year's wrap-up. And one of them was from someone under the username AgileDoc. And I thank you for your nice review that you wrote. That was over a year ago. And then there was a second one that was a written review from Kate Linflow. Kate Linflow was the name of the user ID on there. So to both of you, I thank you for giving me a 5-star review and for writing some kind words there under my Apple reviews. I'll have to do that again and check it sometime again in the future to see if there's any more. In the very beginning, I used to ask people to please rank me 5 stars and write a review if you want. But I don't think that many people really use that. I know they say it's good. When I first started a podcast, there were a lot of things I read about podcasting and stuff, and that was one. Like, encourage your fan, encourage your listeners to write reviews or give you 5 stars. So I thank you for those of you who have done that. More important than that to me is just following the podcast so that you do get a new episode when it releases. That is, I think, the most important thing. All right, so now I'm going to just kind of review the year real quick in what I have released for the podcast. Just a quick review. So back in January, my first guest for 2021 was Lori Reynolds from Colorado. Sorry about that. Lori Reynolds from Colorado. I learned some things there from Lori. And Lori also was the first person to ever get in touch with me through the Anchor podcast app. There's an Anchor podcast app, and that's the system that I use to record my podcast. And she had recorded a message on there to me. And I think I mentioned that probably back then on that episode. It's not the easiest thing to do. You got to make an account on that podcast app, and then you can send messages to the podcast through there. But Lori did that, and it was a fun way for her to let me know she wanted to be a guest. And I encourage everyone who would maybe like to be a guest on my podcast to reach out in any way. I'll get to my communication later in this podcast. Then my next guest was in February, and I had my first couple, which was Pat and Tom Maloney Harmon. They visited me, and I enjoyed that. That was the first time I ever really had 2 guests on the podcast at one time, and that was a good time. I definitely enjoyed talking to them. I've trialed with Pat and Tom for many years because they go to the In the Zone trials that are in southern New Jersey. So I would see them there. And sometimes they go up, usually in August, they go up to the Northeast Agility trials, and I've seen them up there. Once, very occasionally in the past, I've gone to Maryland trials, and I think I've seen them down there, but that was a long time ago with my first dog, Dino. The next guest I had was in March, and I crossed the border to Canada and went to Vancouver Island. I wish I really had, but we still are in the pandemic. I talked to Eric Brad up on Vancouver Island in Canada. So I got a little information from Eric out there in Western Canada on Vancouver Island. I definitely enjoyed that. And Eric, he has written, he's a former, well, he's, I'll say he's a former podcaster. We talked about that on that episode. And he's also, I'd say, a prolific writer about dog training. So enjoyed having and talking to Eric Brad back in March. And then my next guest was also a couple, two people, and that was Aaron and Clay Batchelor from Maryland. And I enjoyed talking to them. I had seen them occasionally over the years, also, I think, down in the zone, maybe in southern New Jersey. So I knew who they were. And actually, Aaron had been a listener recommendation to me. I had a listener reach out and suggest that I talk to Aaron. And I believe it was also, Clay was also in that recommendation. So I really enjoyed having Aaron and Clay, and they talked a lot about champs, about doing different venues. It was definitely an enjoyable session. And that's the thing. I apologize for not having a guest in November and December. I get my enjoyment from having the guests because I learn when I have the guests on and I can talk to people. I learn things and it's fun. So the podcast, and I'm only going over the podcast where I had guests, it's fun to have guests. And those are my most enjoyable sessions. Then in May, I had Heather Eckenrode from Pennsylvania come on. I had seen her in May at In the Zone trial. I had also, I think I had also seen her in the end of April up at the Playbout trial. So I had talked to her and she told me she would be willing to be a guest. And it was great talking to Heather because she's had some challenges when it comes to her dog. She has to handle her dogs, her one dog, very carefully because she needs to walk and be sure that the dog peeps and poops so that there's no accidents in the ring. And that's that's a common problem that people can have. And it's good to remember, you need to, take care of your dogs in the proper way. You need to handle your dogs. And I don't mean in the ring. You have to handle your dogs before you go in the ring so that you can have the best run you can and the best performance from your dog. So that was fun talking to Heather. I also saw Heather, and she did real well at Champs when I was there. So, and I saw Aaron and Clay at Champs. So that was also, and Pat and Tom Maloney Harmon, I saw them out at Champs. And they helped me sell some of my magnets, so I was very happy. So it was great having these guests and then seeing them out at Champs this year. In June, I had a woman who I had met at the In the Zone trials in May. And I was like, wow, I saw it, and that it was her first trial. And I thought it would be really good to get her on. And that was Toya McCullough. And she has a black poodle, if I recall. And we had a nice talk about her NADAC experiences. And she mentioned that she was going to be at the AKC, not the AKC, the Westminster's Kennel Club as a volunteer at their agility trial. And I remember seeing her. I saw her on the side when I watched that on TV. So I saw Toya there, and I was like, wow. And I had recorded with her before she did that, so I knew to look. So that was quite cool. Then in July, my next guest was Isabel Danforth from New Hampshire, and we had a nice discussion about her dog Coco and Cher, her new dog that she's running with is Cher, and she had been down to Lisa Schmidt's seminar in May in the zone, so I had seen her there, and we had talked, and she said she would be willing to be a guest, so I was quite happy to have her as a guest. So that was Isabel Danforth, who was my guest in July. Then in August, my guest was Luke Rankard. It was it was really kind of two guests again, a third episode this year where I really had two guests. But really, it was Luke Rankard and then Lisa Schmidt. And they came on, and Luke is my youngest guest ever, probably always will be. And he talked about, we talked about many things. And that was a fun show. And I'm glad Lisa was there. She was able to draw out Luke a little bit to help me get more out of Luke. And they do the Luke and Lisa puppy show on YouTube. That then brought me to September. And my guest was Marge Vincent. And that was a great episode. I learned a lot talking to Marge. I learned about her husband, Bruce, who's no longer, Bruce Vincent, the memorial, well, really the Bruce Vincent special, how he had started that at Champs, where on the Wednesday of Champs, you can buy a lot of state raffle basket tickets for, I think it's $100. I think it's $100 and you get 300 tickets. So you get a crazy amount, and then you got all those tickets to put in the raffle baskets if you ever go to Champs. So that's a great deal, I think. And we talked about, training, how she went around the country in the beginning, promoting NADAC for Sharon. It was a very fun episode. I learned a lot. Well, and we got into a little bit about Star Trek, because her husband, Bruce, had been a Star Trek, and I think she is also a Star Trek fan. And some of her dogs, I think, are named after Star Trek. I might be getting that confused with someone else, because there was another woman in Champs who had her dogs named after Star Trek characters. But anyway, that was Marge Vincent. Obviously, you can go back and listen to any of these episodes if I say something that... and Marge Vincent, that's a good one to go back and listen to. Then that brought me, and I'm not going to really mention it, but then my next flurry of episodes were all about Champs and me being at Champs. So that's really, I really didn't have guests there, but I think that's why I got a little burnt out this year toward the end of doing the podcast. And at the end of the October, I had my sister Leanne on. So she was a guest, and she talked about her dog, Belle. We kind of then did like another final discussion about Champs, because she was there running in it with Belle, and Belle really did pretty dang good. We were both really proud of Belle and how well Belle did at Champs. So that was my sister in October. And then I've already apologized to you guys. I did not have any guests in November or December. And that brings us to this final wrap-up episode. So I'm going to take a break, and then I think I will might talk a little bit about the future of the podcast for 2022. In this little segment, I'm going to talk about 2022 kind of in a personal way, and not so much for the podcast at this point. I imagine most people, toward the end of the year, you kind of think about the next year and you make general plans. And if you're into agility, I imagine you start to think about what trials I might go to. And I will have to at least mention, the pandemic and that dang COVID that's been a problem now since 2020. And likely, I think it's become apparent. I'll just say to me, it looks like this thing's never going to just magically disappear. I think we're all going to have to just learn to live with it. But of course, right now, at the end of the year, we now have the Omicron variant, which is like super contagious. Thankfully, in 2021, the vaccines came out, and I've been at this point triple vaxxed. So I feel I've done, personally, I'm thankful that the vaccines are there, and I feel like I've taken the precautions that I can. And now, at least in my area, I'm pretty much masking a lot again, just because it makes me feel better knowing that there's this really contagious variant. And the science, evidence or whatever, seems like maybe it's not as bad now. Like, it's super contagious, but maybe it's not quite as bad. But still, who wants to be laid up for 3 days with headache, dry cough, fever, whatever the COVID symptoms are? I mean, who really wants that? And I've avoided getting COVID so far, so I'd like to try to keep that up. But I know there's a lot of opinion out there, like, we're all going to get it eventually. Well, that very well might be. But I'd like to avoid it as much as I can, too. But enough said. But so COVID's there, but hopefully, once again, once we get past the winter, maybe it'll go back to the way it was. And thankfully, during, back in the fall, in October, I did not feel unsafe or at champs at all. You had to be masked while you were in the building, but people are people. If you're eating or something, people didn't have their masks on. And when Leanne and I were in our stall, we had our masks on a lot, but we didn't always have our masks on. I mean, that's kind of our little, private area. So, a 10-foot area, you're socially distanced from anyone else. And so back then it was fine. Thank goodness the Omicron hadn't risen up at that point, because I don't know what would have happened back then. So I'm thinking and hoping that this will just, be around for a month or two. It'll kind of sweep through our population. People are going to get it, and then it'll maybe run its course. But the problem with this COVID is you always got those variants, so there could be another one in the future. Oh well, enough on that. But in regards to 2022 for myself, I'm definitely hoping that I'll be able to get to, some of the normal trials that I've gotten to. So most likely, the first trial I'll get to is Skyline Agility, which comes up at the end of March. And then at the end of April, April, beginning of May, there's the Playbow trial. And then there's 2 weeks following, the next 2 weeks is usually the In the Zone trial down in South Jersey. And I usually try to go down to that. And my sister and I usually go down and go camping. And I'll have to say, my sister's dog Belle is getting older. So she's not that old. She's only 8, but she's showing signs. I don't know if she's wants to play the game as much as she did earlier. So it's just a concern to me, because like I enjoy going to the trial with my sister, and my sister's super helpful when it comes to when we go camping with the trailer and all, and stocking it up and packing it up, and we go camping. So not saying she may still want to go along. Belle does what she does, but it's a concern to me going forward in 2022. But In the past, I used to go to trials by myself too, so that might just happen again. We'll have to see what happens. And my dog Trace, he's coming along. He's doing all right. I still have a lot of things I need to work on, but I still see a lot of potential with my dog, and I'm hoping we can become a really good team. It's just he does have some reactivity. He's a beagle and he likes to bark, and I don't consider him vicious or anything, but he does like to bark, and that can be annoying. And it's a little bit of a challenge at trials if he's barking at other dogs, which I don't like. So, but he's a beagle. It's my problem, my issue. And that's through May, and I think I'm up to maybe four weeks of trialing there at that point. And then in June, often go up to Vermont to the Northeast Agility Enthusiast Trial, which is really cool. And my sister and I have given some thought of maybe going to one of the other clubs up in New York. There's the Up and Over Sport Dog Sports and the I forget what the other one's called now. They kind of have two. There's the Up and Over, and there's the Four Seasons Agility Club. They run trials up, but they're kind of way out western New York, so it's 6 hours or so from where we live, so it's a little bit further. But the thought of maybe trying to go out there this year, we'll see. May or may not happen. In August, there's another Northeast Agility Trial, so. If I went in June and August, that gets me up to maybe six. I guess I'm looking at maybe 6 weeks of trialing now for the year, perhaps. And then there's in September, there's usually one with Northeast Agility. I think Skyland had one in May too, I forgot. So as I call it for me, it's the NADAC season, because there's a trial, Playbow comes first, and that's like the end of April, beginning of May. Then there's 2 weeks in South Jersey, and then the Skyline, which is up in just above the border of New Jersey and New York, up near Goshen, New York. So there's like four trial weeks there that I can do, which is pretty cool, So, and that's what I'm doing. I'm looking at the future here. And then in the fall, there's another Playbow trial in October, and another Skyline trial up in Goshen in November. So that's what I'm looking at. So that's not bad. I'm looking at maybe a potential of 10 weekends of agility for 2022. I hope that I can have that many, and it all works out for me and my dog. That's the hope looking forward. And I hope that, COVID goes away and stays away. But I think we're all just going to have to live with it, unfortunately. And all right, so that's what I'm doing. And I'm just going to say one other thing, just from a personal thing. This year, I'm probably going to try to look at some RVs. My little pop-up camper, it's getting a little... letting it get a little small. So sometimes in the winter, there's RV shows in the early spring. So I may go to an RV show. I might even try going to an RV dealer and just look at some other rigs. Not sure what I want. But so that's what my agility world for 2022 looks like. And I hope you are, planning out your agility for the next year with the hopes of clean runs and fun. Now, in this segment, I'm going to talk a little about 2022 in regards to what I'm thinking for the Off Course Agility podcast. And some of this might be comments, might be for the future too. But for 2022, last year I said I would have a guest episode. Like I think I said it was going to be the third Wednesday of every month. And Obviously, I was pretty good with that, I think, for maybe nine months out of the year. I think that's pretty much when I released my guest episode. October, I think, was like the last week of October when I had my sister. And I didn't have anybody in November and December. So I'm probably going to try to make it more of an open schedule for myself so I don't feel. I don't want to put time pressures on myself in regards to having a guest by a certain date of the month. So I'm just going to say, and I'll change some of the things on the podcast where it says like the third Wednesday, that in general, I'm going to try to have a guest somewhere mid to late month of every month. That's my goal. I'm going to start reaching out to a bunch of people. I had a person that I kind of dropped the ball with. I will reach out, try to get that back on to get a recording session. And the other thing I'm going to say about guests is I'm going to try to just the guests. I've always tried to get a guest and record relatively close to the date of the podcast. And that's okay, but then that adds that kind of coordination effort gets a little tougher. So this year, if some of the guests I reach out to say they're willing to be a guest, I might just do the recording and in like the production world, put it in the can. I'll put that podcast off to the side and then I'll release it when I can on the like for the next month. So if I record two people in January, one will get released in January and I'll have somebody for February. So that's my hope. As always, I need guests. So if you know of someone that you think would be a great guest, please get in touch with me. Give me contact information for them if you have it. And if you would like to be a guest, I'll take anyone. If you're do agility, you can be a guest on my podcast because it's everybody's story. It's your story when you're on the podcast. What you've done in agility and what you hope to do. So if you want to be a guest, once again, reach out to me and we can arrange to have a recording session and you'll be on my podcast. The other thing about the podcast, the podcast world is changing some. I know I've noticed it with some of the podcasts I listen to. Like I'm a Mets fan. I listen to a lot of Mets podcasts. There's some that they didn't really have commercials, but now they have commercials in them. I have no plans to try to monetize this podcast at the moment. But if for some reason the podcast world changes, and right now this doesn't cost me anything to put the podcast out. If somehow that changed and there was a cost associated with it, I would maybe try to have an ad or something to break even if that happened or. At that point, maybe it would give it up. But I don't foresee that necessarily happening. But I do know I'm always offered opportunities to try to make money on the podcast. But it's not something I really want to do. I don't want to interrupt the podcast with ads that, and they can be ads that have nothing to do with anything that we in the agility world care about. Don't plan to do that. Just letting you know. The other thing, and this I doubt that this will happen this year, but if I keep going on, which I would like to, because I do enjoy doing the podcast, eventually I might like to get a website for the podcast. The system that I use, Anchor, they do have a connection with WordPress so that you can have a website. And I've always thought about doing that opportunity maybe, but that probably would cost money. I know you can get a WordPress site for free, but it's limited. That's the way it is with a lot of the things online these days. You know, you can get some amount for free, but when you want to do other things, you know, you got to go up some sort of premium type charging method to keep going up or to get the features that you might really like for something. But at this point, I'm not planning on that. But if I do it, I get around to it, I will let you all know how you can get to it or where you can find it. And what might actually happen if I ever did it was I do have the you know, the internet domain offcourseagility.com. So when you go to offcourseagility.com, it brings you to my Anchor homepage where you can see the show details for all the shows. You can play the you can play and listen to the shows, and you can see, obviously you can see the most recent episode and the general information about the show. So that's where that URL goes right now. So offcourseagility.com takes you to my Anchor page where the podcast kind of originates from, you might say. Then I'd just like to, I think I'll wrap it up in this section. Once again, I want to thank all my listeners. Thank you for following this podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for anything you've ever sent, comments, questions, recommendations for guests. I appreciate it all. And I'll say, just mention, two people reached out to me recently because the podcast has been kind of quiet, like off the air, and was wondering, you know, if I was doing okay and if everything was okay. And yes, I'm fine. I just kind of got a little burnt out. And as I said, I apologize for that. So I'll remind everyone how you can reach me if you want to be a guest, you want to send me any comments. The one way is always in the show notes. I always have the email, which is offcourse@optimum.net. So the word offcourse, at the at sign, optimum, optimum.net. That is my email address for the podcast. And then I've announced it before. I had it posted on my stall, and a few people actually did call this number to try to get buy magnets or get in touch with me at Champs. But you can also leave a message, which I can use on the podcast or not. You can call, you can text, you can call and leave a message. I don't generally answer this phone number, but it is there for you. 973-295-5887. So 973-295-5887. You can leave a message or you could text me comments or suggestions to that number too. So that is the ways you can get in touch with me. And I would like to just close by wishing everyone a happy new year for 2022. I hope it's healthy and safe for you and your dogs. If you're going to trials, I'd wear a mask right now, but if you're going to a trial, I wish you happy trialing.